Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 41. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode, and I'm actually recording this one in my car, which is something that I tested out towards the end of last year. So I had a bit of a thought tonight while I was at work, and I decided I'd share with you guys. So it'll be a relatively short episode today, but I think it can be extremely useful for a lot of people that are listening, and can be of high benefit for you in regards to your health and fitness goals. Now, this is something that I took away from Lynn Trinh, who is a past guest of the podcast. If you go back a few episodes, Lynn joined me, and it was a really, really cool episode. But what I wanted to talk about in regards to your health and fitness goal, whether that be fat loss, whether it be muscle building, general health and well-being, athletic development, whatever it may be, and this doesn't just go for health and fitness, but obviously in today's podcast, I want to keep it on the subject of health and fitness for you guys, is figuring out what your pain and pleasure points are. Okay, so I'm going to go through a few different examples, but what I mean by pain and pleasure points is pain is where you are now and what you associate with the position you're in now that you don't enjoy, that you want to get away from. So obviously we want to get away from pain. Pain's not a good thing, and we want to get as far away from that as possible. And pleasure, quite obviously, is where we want to be or where we want to get to. So we want to go from pain to pleasure, and that's all well and good. And I think subconsciously a lot of people know what their pain and pleasure points are, but they don't exactly know how they're going to get there. So there's no plan in the middle or in between. So we know we want to go from A to B, but how do we get there? What steps need to be in place to make sure that we can achieve that? So I want to go over a couple of things today, which I think can help you guys get from your pain to your pleasure. So first off, I want to use a bit of an example of a pain and pleasure point. So with my new Everyday Alpha program, which is targeted at corporate males, some of the pain points that I was going through when I actually put the program together and decided what I wanted to include in the program was, something for a corporate male, so someone who's busy, doesn't have all the time in the world to train, doesn't have a great deal of knowledge on nutrition, and also has to eat out a lot. Their pain points might be, looks great in a suit, and this is something that Lynn goes over as well, looks great in a suit, but when they take their shirt off at the beach, or, when they look in the mirror, they're not happy with what they see, or their pain point might be going out for dinner and feeling like they're cheating on their diet. And they want to get away from that. They want to get away from that bad relationship with food. It might be going into the gym, every single week, and not getting any stronger, or not feeling like they're as strong as the other guys in the gym, that they feel like they should be as strong as. So there are a few pain points, and they might lack confidence. They might, their productivity at work may be down because they are so busy, but they're not fueling their body with the right things, and they're not training in the right way and taking care of their body in a way that's allowing them to, get enough sleep, have their energy levels consistent throughout the day, and be productive at work. So they're their pain points. Now, pleasure points may be being able to go down to the beach, rip the top off, and show six-pack abs. Okay, now it seems pretty cliche, but it's true. So many guys want that ability to be able to take their top off, whether it be at the beach, whether it be just at home, in front of their partner or their wife or whatever it may be, and be able to show lean six-pack abs. That's a pleasure point. Another pleasure point might be being able to fit into clothes a size or two down, or it might be able to go into the gym and squat, bench, and deadlift heavy weight. They want to feel like they're an alpha male, which is kind of where I got the name from, but they want to be able to feel like they're strong in the gym, and compared to other guys their age or other guys that are around them, they want to fit in. Their pleasure point might be being able to be productive throughout the day at work because they're training in the morning, they're eating well, their energy levels are up, they're consistent, they're up and about, they're in a better mood throughout the day. Another pleasure point may be being able to go out for a meal or a corporate dinner or go on a business trip and feel comfortable with what they're eating and know that when they get back from that trip or when they finish up their meal that they're eating out with a client or whatnot, that they're not going to be going off track on their fitness goals, their health and fitness goals, okay? So that's one example. Another example I'm going to use, let's say it is somebody that's recovering from an injury, and they want to get back to the point where they're cardiovascularly fit. So they might have been an endurance runner in the past. Let's say someone that runs marathons, and then they've had an injury, they've had a surgery or whatever, and at this point, they're sedentary, okay? So they're not doing anything. They've put on a bit of weight, they haven't ran in 3 to 4 months, and they're in a bad place. Their pain points are, obviously they have their injury. The other pain point is they've put on weight and they're not happy with how they look. They see their friends and people around them out running, doing what they wish they could be doing, but they can't. Their other pain point might be just general soreness from lack of mobility after their surgery. Another pain point may be, you know, they can actually feel, because they've been in a position where they're cardiovascularly fit, aerobically fit, that they know what that fitness level feels like. They now know that they feel like crap, mentally and physically, because they're not where they'd like to be. So that's their pain point. Their pleasure point, obviously, is to get back to running, to being able to compete in marathons, even be able to go out for a long run without pain, get their body fat back down, get their lean muscle back up, be able to catch up with friends and talk about running, you know, just throw on the runners and go for a run, not wake up every day sore. So that's their pleasure points. And what I wanted to talk about in today's podcast is how you actually structure out or map out a plan step by step to get from that pain to the pleasure. Now, in the case of the runner that an endurance runner who's had an injury and is currently sedentary, not doing anything at all, I want to go through some steps that they could use to get from point A to point B. So point A, their first step obviously is to rehab. Okay, so their focus needs to go on getting their body right, because there's no point, you know, getting a new pair of runners and going out and trying to run every day if all they're doing is making their injury worse, because in the long term they're going to be suffering from those pain points a lot longer. So first step, do the rehab, get their body right. Second step, maybe starting to eat well again. Okay, so they might have been in a bad place mentally, so they've just dropped off with their nutrition. So second step might be starting to eat well and reducing those body fat levels of skin folds straight away, and just generally feeling better about themselves because they know they're eating well. Third step might be starting to increase hydration again, so get the water intake back up, and also maybe start planning out with either their physio or a trainer the next step in their rehab/training phase. It might be starting to get back into the gym and doing more mobility work now that their injury is starting to get to a point where they're almost healthy. Start doing more mobility work, start strengthening up the areas that are now weak. So for a runner, they need to strengthen up their glutes and their hamstrings again, doing mobility through the hips. So they're getting back into the routine of training, okay? So that structured routine of going to the gym, maybe starting some light jogs here and there. And in that process, they're dropping body fat. They're getting back to a level of body fat and of body weight that they're comfortable with, and they know when they start running again, they're not gonna break down straight away, okay? And the final step in this occasion may be just getting back into their running program. So gradually building back up until they eventually get to the point, their pleasure point, where they're running again. They're feeling good about themselves. They feel like they look good. They feel good throughout the day. Their injury is gone. They're happy again. They're in a better place mentally. So their mental state is a lot better. They're good to go. So they've gone from pain to pleasure. But as I mentioned, it doesn't just happen. You can't just go from pain to pleasure without any steps in between. So that's one example. I want to go through one more before I mention a couple other things and we finish up. But okay, let's use another one. And these guys, in regards to health and fitness, this is all very similar. So let's talk about the skinny kid who wants to put on some muscle mass and eventually look like one of his favorite bodybuilders, okay? Or just somebody that he looks up to, whether it be someone on social media or one of his friends or another guy that he sees in the gym. So he's currently a skinny kid. He's only just joined up at the gym, okay? So that first step, he's already taken. He's joined up at the gym. His second step is to start learning. Now, whether that's off somebody in the gym, whether that's him hiring a personal trainer or an online coach, whatever it may be, or whether that's him starting to read content online. So whether it's on bodybuilding.com, YouTube videos, social media, whatever it is. And chances are that information may not be, especially if he's getting it from online, may not be the best information out there, but it's a start. He's starting to gain knowledge on nutrition, training, and he's heading in the right direction. So he's joined a gym. He's now consuming content. He's gaining knowledge on training and nutrition, maybe supplementation if he's looking into that. The next step is to set himself up or get somebody set him up with a properly structured training program. After that, he's going to want to make sure that his nutrition's in check. So he's a skinny guy. Chances are he's an ectomorph, so he's got a fast metabolism. He needs to make sure that he's taking in more calories than he's burning. Otherwise, all this effort in the gym is going to be a waste of time. And I know this from past experience. Like, I spent the first probably 1 to almost 3 years, I wouldn't say wasting my time because I built a good foundation, but I wasn't putting on any size because my nutrition wasn't right. Okay, and for starters, my training wasn't either, but the main thing was my nutrition. So he needs to make sure that his nutrition's in place. So far, he's joined a gym. He started to increase his knowledge. He's got a structured training program that he can follow along with, and he's making sure he progresses on that. His nutrition's right, and now it's about consistency, okay? And over time, he's going to get to his pleasure point. And, you know, his pleasure point is probably always going to be growing, okay? So and most people that are listening will know that once you reach a goal, you find more pain points that you're unhappy with until you get to another pleasure point. And that's just the way it goes. And that's probably one of my favorite things about health and fitness and bodybuilding and being an athlete, is because you're never happy with where you're at. Okay. And that might sound like a bad thing, but it's a good thing because you've always got something to strive towards. So in this guy's case, he's gone from skinny to gradually putting on size, and then from there he can continue to progress. But it doesn't happen without steps in between. So the first thing you need to do to make sure that you achieve your health and fitness goal is figure out what your pain points are, so what you want to get away from, and figure out what your pleasure points are. What would you be happy with as an end result? Like, what's your ideal physique, or what's your ideal athletic ability, or time on a marathon, or photo in a photo shoot? You know, like, you got to figure out where you want to be, and you've got to work out where you are now, and then you've got to put the steps in place of how you're going to get from where you are now to where you want to be. And they have to be realistic and they have to be measurable, okay? And the last thing I wanted to mention, guys, on this topic is, once you're on your journey, once you've started your journey from pain to pleasure, When you have those days where, you know, you don't feel like training, you feel like shit, all your mates are going out to have drinks every weekend, and you're sick of being the one who's eating well, not going out drinking every weekend because your mates seem like they're having fun, then this is a great time to go back and revisit those pain and pleasure points, okay? Think of where you are currently, or where you were, especially if you've started your journey. You might have been in a place, but now you've started to improve. So you look at where you are now or where you were, and then have another look at your pleasure points, okay? Just remind yourself of where you're wanting to go and where you are now, on those days where you don't feel like training, or you feel like eating like shit, or you just think it's not happening, it's not all worth it. Because revisiting those pain points 9 times out of 10 is enough to increase that motivation again, to keep you going, keep you pushing. Because in the end of the day, it comes down to you. Even if you're getting help from a trainer, a coach, whatever it is, or whoever it is, sorry, they can only do so much. So a good online coach or a good personal trainer will be able to identify your pain and pleasure points. Okay, but you also need to have a very good understanding of what your pain is and where you'd like to be, so your pleasure. So I hope this has been beneficial for you guys today. And I guess it's just about coming up with a strategy and knowing where you are and where you want to be. And then from that point, implementing a plan, sticking to it over time. It's not always going to be a linear progression. You're not always going to just go from point A to point B and that be smooth sailing. There's always going to be bumps along the way. But again, as I mentioned at the end, it's just about revisiting those goals, figuring out where you want to be and where you were, And I guarantee you guys will achieve your health and fitness goals. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, guys. It was, what did it end up being, about 15 minutes, so not too bad. If this is your first episode, first time you've listened to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, welcome. Be sure to check out some of the past episodes. There's heaps of really good content to listen to in there. It's not just health and fitness. We've got business, lifestyle, and that's what I really want it to be. If you are a listener weekly, thank you again for tuning in today, guys. I'd love if you could leave a review because it really does help the show, and we can help try and get more listeners in here and help more people. Don't forget to subscribe, guys. Got a really cool couple of guests coming up in the next month on the show, so that's something for you to look forward to. I hope you're all having a great day, and I'll chat to you again in next week's episode.